Now, your editor, Wendy Wolf, is a New Orleans native. So Louisiana appears in this book in several places.
Yeah, it was really interesting, you know, when she, you know, mentioned that to me, because when I first started working with her, I didn't know that she had come from New Orleans. And I think Louisiana, I mean, fits into certain patterns. It certainly fits into the patterns of poor tenant farmers. I do talk about Huey Long, but, you know, he is, you know, one of several figures in the 1930s. So I think Louisiana is, you know, part of the larger story, because one of the things that I'm trying to highlight is that I'm talking about the rural poor, and this is why the South ends up being more associated with poor whites, has to do with its persistence in being a primarily rural-based agrarian economy. And that's the reason for the, you know, the way in which this language, the way in which this vocabulary becomes attached to the South or to, you know, places like Louisiana. We know New Orleans is very distinctive and has its own amazing history. There have been, you know, many really good history books about the uniqueness of New Orleans. But again, we know that the large portion of the state historically has been invested in agrarian sugar production. And this is sort of part of the story that just begins to be identified with the South, particularly in the politics pre-Civil War.